Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I make any opening remarks, I would like to go ahead and introduce to you this next panel group. We're going to, after I introduce them, we'll move down the row for each panel member, and we will hold all questions. To discuss the value of insect traits, I would like to introduce Dr. Roger Leonard with Louisiana State University Ag Center. Dr. Stanley Culpepper with the University of Georgia will discuss weed management. We will then hear from the perspective of the value of traits from Barry Evans, a cotton and grain farmer from Crest, Texas, and David Heidrich, a consultant from Jonesboro, Arkansas. When this topic was first proposed, I realized that the first images that came into my mind were images before the transgenic traits were released, particularly images during my graduate student days when I was sent out to collect tobacco budworms from cotton fields where that they had limited control from foliar insecticide treatments. I remembered interviewing farmers in the hills and southern part of Mississippi after they had spent $200 per acre and trying to control tobacco budworm without any success. I also remembered seeing hoe crews walking across cotton fields, an image that disappeared for a long time and is starting to reappear. So with that, I'm sure that many of you would think of similar images whenever you think of transgenic traits. And at this point, I want us to hear what our panel members' perspective is.